Blog Talk Radio.
Lens?
Yes.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
I appreciate you, man, for bearing with me and, you know, and come on the show. So, man, how you been doing, man?
Good, man, good. Working hard.
I appreciate you. So do me a favor and introduce yourself to my listeners, for those who are familiar. Let them know who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Lorenzo Owens. Most of you probably, if you're familiar at all, you're probably familiar with me from the Oprah Winfrey Show. I did the Oprah's Pop Star Challenge, and that was kind of really where I got my, even though I had been in the business for quite some time, that's where I got my official, you know, foot in the door.
Now, explain to me about the Oprah Pop Star Challenge. Zach, I don't really, you know, explain to me about that.
Well, it was just a show that she did, which was much like American Idol, but it was for people who were beyond the age limit of American Idol. I believe it was 21 at that time, or 23 was the age limit on American Idol. So all of us were, you know, over that age. I just sent in a tape and wound up being one of the finalists on the show out of, I think it was like 15,000 submissions. Mm-hmm. Went down to 8 and then down to the final 3.
Okay. Yeah. And so what actually happened? Did you win or?
I came in second.
Okay, so what was the prize for second place?
Well, we did a CD with Sony Records, the Oprah's Pop Star Challenge cast CD. So we had a few songs on there, you know, and the big prize was just the fact that you had, you know, at that time 11 million viewers knowing, you know, now your name, your face, and your voice for me. You know,
so how did it feel to meet Oprah and everything?
It felt great, man. She's an absolute wonderful woman, great person to interact with, and just to have the privilege of being able to, you know, be around on a level like that on a day-to-day basis. Of course, we filmed the show for several weeks consecutively, so got a chance to really kind of hang around her and see firsthand what the whole situation was about. She's a great lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after you did the CD, what did you do next?
After we did the CD, I really started doing. We were scheduled to do some, you know, in stores and, you know, all the promotional things that come behind doing the actual CD. My main concentration really was solidifying a deal, a record deal. Beyond that. So we kind of went to work on that and doing some production on my own project.
Now, what record company are you currently with?
I'm sorry?
What record company are you currently with?
I'm currently with ER Records.
Say that one more time.
ER Records.
Oh, ER Records. Okay. And so now, well, first off, How do you feel where you are so far? You know, I'm pretty sure you came, you know, a long way, you know, to get to this particular point. So how do you feel about that?
Well, man, it's a blessing to be able to get up every day and do what I absolutely love to do. It has its challenges, as, you know, it is the music business, the music industry. So there's drawbacks to I guess, everything that you do in life. But it is a great privilege of mine to, as I said, get up every morning and be able to do what I absolutely love to do. Not many people can say that, so I'm grateful.
Okay. Do you write and produce your own music, or someone else does it?
I do.
You do?
I don't do it all solely. I do things in collaboration with other people. Some of it I, you know, written and produced, you know, all on my own. So it just depends.
Okay. Musically, who are some of your influences, or is there anyone that influenced you?
The greats, man. The greats, you know, people like Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder. Those are the people who I grew up listening to, because that's what my parents listened to. So I have, you know, an affinity for R&B music on that level. So I'm kind of an old soul in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's very interesting. One of the guys who was here at Blog Talk had you on their show, and he has his for his particular site. He has your picture when you took with Oprah. He has it on his page, and as I was talking, he was mentioning. So I said, "Who's the guy he mentioned it to?" And you mentioned, and I said, "Oh, okay, this is who this guy is." But he's been publicizing you all over. So he, you know, we're on this show, we're talking to Stacey, or he's mentioning you. So, you know, I was familiar with who you were. You know, I did hear the name you called quite a few times from him, you know. So, you know, you must have been pretty good, you know, if he's going to keep him, you know, like that.
I like to think so.
I was wondering if you're doing a personal favor. I was all over the place today. I was wondering if you could, I don't know if you could prepare for this, if you could just sing a little bit of your single, since I didn't have enough time to upload, can you just sing a little bit of it for me?
You want me to sing now? I'm totally not prepared to be singing right now.
Not prepared to be singing?
I would so do it for you, but I think you might need to upload it. I'm actually a little hoarse right now anyway, so.
I hope you're not pulling my leg, man.
No, I wouldn't do you like that. I just totally wasn't prepared to sing, though. What'd you say?
That's how you're supposed to be gotten. You know, you don't, you're off track. You know, you're not prepared. You know, sometimes that's the best performance or your best.
You think?
You know, sometimes.
That's like being in church. You go to church and then they say, well, we have so and so here, and then they call you up to sing something, and you're totally unprepared for it.
Yeah, sometimes that, you know, or when you're doing a movie or something, you say, "Well, just do this part," and you know you never done it, but sometimes it'd be the best part that you do, and sometimes you don't win an award for it. So you never know. But
you must not sing.
Huh?
I say you must not sing.
I do, but I do. I've been singing for quite some time. Not long. I'm 4 years old. But you know, I've occasionally caught off guard sometimes, you know what I mean? But this is just all about Lorenzo Owens, not him. He's trying to get it over on me.
Hey, you put it on me, so I thought I'd flip the script real quick.
That's a good one. Now, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Reside in Chicago now, though.
Okay, how do you like it out there in Chicago?
I love Chicago. It's a great city. Definitely looking to leaving in the winter months, though.
Yeah, it gets pretty cold out here. I mean, it's cold out there. That town has been getting a lot of publicity, not good publicity at that. How do you feel about that? I mean, and I'm sure you're not in that area where all that, you know, all those things are going on.
Well, I mean, it's just unfortunate that any city would experience, you know, things like that. I'm assuming you're speaking of the violence,
right,
here in the
right.
city. Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, that things like that will happen in any city, but, you know, it is what it is, and I think that we just have to do the best that we can to spread positive messages and be those kinds of role models that show something different than just that situation. Hence, you know, one of the things that I try and do with my music, keep it, you know, very encouraging and real, but at the same time, you know, try to be as positive as I can be with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming from Wisconsin, do you feel that you are letting people know that dreams do come true if you come from that particular state, and you know that things can happen, you know, just because you come from there? Because, I mean, it's not a state where, you know, like I said, let me start my singing career, let me start my acting career, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, the pace that people want to start. But do you think that you put that out there that, hey, Lorenzo do it, so, you know I can do it?
Well, I mean, I think that's coming from anywhere America. You know, you could live in L.A. and have those types of dreams, and they never materialize for you. So it's really all about your work and your dedication to wherever you are. So I would just say don't let your city limit you. There came a time where I did need to move beyond, you know, the city of Milwaukee. But a lot of my bearings and A lot of the things that I learned right there, you know. So I won't say that that the city you're in, you know, necessarily restricts you in that regard. It may be a little more difficult than in some other places, but in this business, wherever you go can tend to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. What do you think on the what do you think on the entertainment industry? What do you think about it? And if there's anything that you can change about it, what would you change?
Well, I couldn't tell you that because we go on all night long. I changed lots of things about it, lots and lots of things about it. And I guess I would start with the fact that you know, musicians and singer-songwriters would own the rights to their own music.
Mm-hmm.
So we start there and go on down the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where would you like to see your career 5 years from today?
5 years from today, I'd love to be, you know, still happy and enjoying, you know, what I'm doing, still relevant and bringing a message, you know, to people that bring smiles and joy and laughter, and if it calls for sadness, even sadness. But I definitely, you know, want to be doing that and being able to continue to sustain myself just doing what I absolutely love.
Who would you like to work with, I mean, in an upcoming project? What singers or artists that you like to work with or that you look forward to working with?
Wow, lots of great people. It'd be definitely an honor and a privilege to work with some of the great names that I, you know, just mentioned. Other than that, you know, some more new school people. I'd love to work with Ledisi, Selena Johnson, you know, many people out there I could name.
So what's next for you?
Well, I'm still working on the current project, so that's next, or that's current. I try to take it one day at a time. So I'm still working on finishing up that project. We've just released the single, What Kind of Man. I'm working to finish that up, and that's my main focus right now.
So I'm not gonna keep you. But I thank you so much for, you know, collaborating with me and taking time out to come on the show, you know. And I want you to give your shout out. But before you give your shout, I want you to give your websites out, because I want them to know what a great singer that you are. And I want you to give your MySpaces, your Twitter. I want you to give your phone number. I want you to give your address and everything. I want you to give it all. I'm joking about the address.
I was going to say, really?
You give your MySpaces, your Twitter, and your Facebook. I'll let them know where to find out more information about you.
Sure. I don't Twitter very much at all. I'm just kind of newly getting into Twitter. So I'll give you my MySpace, which is Lorenzo Owens/official page. My Facebook page is Lorenzo Owens Chicago, or you can just do Lorenzo Owens and you'll find the fan page. My official website is LorenzoSite.com. It's still being built, so it's not fully operational right now, but you can go there and see some stuff. But I think we covered it all.
Okay. Do you want to give your shout out?
I'm sorry.
The shout out.
Shout out. Let's see. Everybody. I won't start mentioning names personally, because then people tend to get a little upset. So, the other thing, go to YouTube. Check out the new video for the song What Kind of Man. YouTube, put my name in there, Lorenzo Owens, and look for What Kind of Man. You'll see all of my videos come up, but definitely want to click on What Kind of Man and check that out.
Okay. Owens, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Good luck with everything. Much continued success with everything. And, you know, you're more than welcome to come by the show anytime that you speak for it, all right?
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. And keep in touch with me. You got the number. Keep in touch with me, man. You want me to be in the right support? You want me to, you know, promote anything? Just give me a call and let me know, all right?
Cool.
All right. Thank you
Thanks
so much, man.
All right. Peace.
Feels like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I pulled you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Maybe you hang up, no, you hang up, on three hang up.
I brought you in my picture, and I gave you everything.
Yeah, you're my everything. I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, you're
got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this,
and baby, you're
imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad
you're
that you were with me.
The answer for every question I have. There's no way that.
Yeah. I know I'm looking for a five-star bitch. Nigga, I do grade A shit. I'ma keep it 100. I want a five-star bitch. Talking mouth game ears, they can ride that bitch. Shout it, walk like you talk like you know the shit is shit. You don't live with your mama, but she moved up out the hood. Couple years on your own, and you still doing good. You ain't fighting in the club, you ain't on that stupid shit. And what, he got money, you ain't on that groupie shit. But see your money make it come, got your swag game together. Gucci is Louis that you got your bag game together. Got a mean pump game and a six-shoe fetish. Say you left your leg, nigga, cause his head was too petty.
Just a five-star bitch, just a five-star bitch.
On your own, and you